Hey, everybody. Hope you had a good weekend. I had a great weekend at the Philly Punchline. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Had a really great time. Packed houses. Really love being in that town. Hope to see you again soon. And I've got a new YouTube channel. It is youtube.com/PaulMercurio. We're posting all sorts of new video, whether it's stand-up, acting pieces that I'm doing, TV appearances. There's going to be something new, at least one or two new pieces every week. So check it out. Please subscribe. It's youtube.com/PaulMercurio, M-E-C-U-R-I-O, one R in my last name. And then you just click on the red subscribe button. You have to be logged into YouTube yourself to subscribe, but would really love you to check it out and tell your friends about it. Want to build the channel. And I've also got some great shows coming up, doing some stand-up in Omaha. The Funny Bone, Omaha, Nebraska. Love that place. Colleen Quinn, awesome, awesome owner of the club. March 12th to the 14th. So if you're in the area, come on out. March 12th to the 14th, Omaha Funny Bone. You can go online to get tickets. And did have a great weekend in Philly. One quick thing before we get to our guest this week. Had a bunch of Uber drivers, all very nice, did a great job. But I can't make small talk. Please don't talk to me. Just anybody, anywhere. Not because I'm like Mr. Big Shot. I just don't have any small talk left in me. Let me put it this way. Like, if I were Poison and I had like 3 minutes to get to the 11th floor of a building to get the antidote, and I got on the elevator and then you jumped on and that meant I would have to make small talk for 11 floors to live, I would let myself die in the lobby. That's all I'm saying. So my guest this week is Sam Keeley, great actor, young Irish actor, started in Ireland and has been in some major movies, including In the Heart of the Sea, worked with Ron Howard and Brian Grazer. And he's in Paramount Network's new show, 68 Whiskey, which is a really great show. And I think it's the number one new drama right now in cable. So check it out. Really cool conversation with him about his career, how he got started. And please check out my my YouTube channel and subscribe. My guest this week, a really talented actor, originally from Ireland, but making a lot of waves here in America these days. He is in a really great new show on Paramount Network, 68 Whiskey, where he plays part of a diverse group of Army medics stationed in Afghanistan. You may have also seen him on some other great, in other great work as well, such as This Must Be the Place, starring Francis McDormand and Sean Penn. He's done a lot of great work. They've worked with some amazing actors. It is Sam Keeley. Great to have you on, man.
Hey, man. Thanks for that lovely introduction. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So I'm curious, we're going to talk about the show and you started in Ireland. You're from Ireland. And I think you went to sort of an open casting call when you were, much younger. But I also sort of understand that you had a lot of musical interest earlier in your life or when you were younger. Were you thinking of going to music and sort of acting just sort of presented itself to you? Or what was sort of the motivation to kind of really pursue acting?
Yeah. I mean, like I was 18 when I went to that casting call. And, before that I was, I was terrible at school. I wasn't very good, in my exams and stuff like that. So music was always a fascination in my life, and I fancied myself as a bit of a rock star, so I was playing in bands and I was playing kind of solo stuff in pubs for money, and that was really what I loved to do. My school guidance counselor, Teresa Burke, is her name. She got wind of my wanting to drop out of school. And she called me into her office and basically said, look, I'm not going to let you do this. You got to have a fallback plan. And I didn't really want to do anything, except music. And, I wanted to work for kind of various charities. I mean, but, obviously no money in that really for me personally. So she was concerned about that also. So eventually she landed on drama. And she thought, if you have a drama degree, then you could teach drama. You could travel. You could teach drama to kids. You could facilitate drama. And so I thought that was a good idea. And I auditioned to get into the school, and I got in. And once I was in, I just got bitten by the bug, and I read everything there was to read. And I'd been a cinephile my whole life. I'd watched movies, before I can remember. And 6 months into the job, or into the course, I went to an open call and booked the lead in an Irish feature film, and that was it. And that was 10 years ago, and I kept going from there, you know.
Yeah, that's amazing. Did you, like, when you say you got bitten by the bug, like, what did it do for you that music didn't, or was there something comparable that you were getting out of it in terms of the acting that you got out of music, you know, in terms of sort of a motivation, a vibe, a feel, any of that?
Yeah, I mean, like, a lot of it was expression, you know. Music, you know, I come from a culture that isn't the best at expressing oneself, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
In terms of creatives, we have wonderful creatives. We have, you know, some of the best writers and playwrights, you know, in the world who ever put pen to paper. We have phenomenal actors and phenomenal musicians. But I mean, expression has always been something, you know, an internal struggle of expression has always been something that I think I have struggled with personally. Anyway, I'm not going to, you know, brand my whole nation with that. But I think it's fair to say that, you know, we haven't been encouraged to do that.
Right.
And I couldn't express myself through my music. You know what I mean? I felt there was a blockage there. And, you know, I wasn't... I don't know, it just didn't click for me in the same way. But when I found acting, I found a way to channel energy, and I found a way to tell stories that I just never could through music. And it just clicked for me. And there was no real revelation moment. It just worked. And I was like, oh, this is great. And people started to take notice quite quickly, as opposed to my music. I had to bore people to sleep with my originals and then play a cover every night.
Right. Yeah. It's like giving kids, you give them vegetables and then you feed them ice cream and then slip in a couple of vegetables in the side there. Right. It's a kind of you get them to eat what you want to eat, but I want them to eat. Do you find that, the approach to acting in Ireland is different than America? Like, you know, I also act and studied Stanislavski and Bolotslavski, and, you know, there's different methods of acting and so forth. But, like, is there sort of an approach to acting in Ireland that is unique to Ireland, you think?
I think, like, you know, I think culturally we're different, you know what I mean? And those cultural differences very much kind of dictate the type of drama that we like to tell and the type of comedy we like to tell, you know, of course, naturally, like everywhere else, I guess. But, you know, when I was in school, the 6 months I was there, you know, we studied Stanislavski and Uta Hagen and, you know, all the kind of curriculum that you're usually given, you know, and the Chekhov plays and all that kind of stuff. So you're given a very sturdy base.
Right.
Outside of that, then, I mean, in terms of being unique to Ireland, I got more personally to feed my acting experience out of the study of people and the people around me, as opposed to the books I was being told to read. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, obviously, without those books, I wouldn't be able to, you know, channel the energy in the same way. And I think you need to encompass all of the knowledge to go your own way, to find out what works first, and then, you know, what doesn't work for you. And so, I mean, in terms of the people and the characters in Ireland, and especially like where I grew up, yeah, I mean, you're not going to find it anywhere else in the world. And that, of course, dictates the performances that I then give, because, of course, it's, you know, it's just colored in a different way. And so, yeah, I mean, you know, I can't speak from much experience about school, but the school of life has taught me something that's been very unique for me and that's been working so far. So long may it continue.
Yeah, that's what my acting coach always says is, you know, when you're sitting on the subway in New York, just look around and observe, you know. I mean, it's he's really great about keeping it simple, you know, breaking down the script, what story you're trying to tell and what role your character has in telling that story. And then everything takes care of itself. And, you know, the less is more school of acting. And just like, you know, like when you watch somebody, two friends talking, and you know, they're not staring into each other's eyes the whole time. They're looking off, they're looking down, you know, all of those things, that's life. And replicate that. And that resonates with people, you know?
Be open, like be open to the world around you, you know, and let it flow into you and let it affect you and then give you a response, as opposed to, you know, waiting for your turn to speak, I guess, you know what I mean? It's like, you gotta let everything affect you, and, you know,
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The nail on the head there, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I also think writing in general is like that, whether I would assume for you writing music and in my case, writing comedy and my stand-up and all. Some of my best stuff comes when I'm overhearing a conversation or even not trying to write, but just sort of letting my mind be open to what's around me. And it just hits you viscerally and then you work from that, you know?
100%, yeah. It's the bits in between that are the best.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. So the show is doing great on Paramount and, you know, it's a Ron Howard production, which is, you know, amazing. It's just obviously Ron Howard, amazing. And your character in particular, sort of really talented medic, but also sort of, you know, maybe has a little bit of an issue with authority. Was that sort of layered into the character when you were auditioned or offered the role, or how much did you sort of build into the character that you're playing?
Yeah, I think, you know, Roberto Benavides is our showrunner and obviously an amazing writer, and Ron and Brian are overseeing the production, and Michael Lehman is one of our directors and who is also an executive producer. So we had a really good world to build on and really good characters that were there in place for us when we arrived and when we got the scripts. In terms of Cooper Roback, you know, he's a complicated dude. Like he's a very damaged young man, but he deals with his tragedies in a way that's, you know, like humor. You know, it's like water off a duck's back. He's and like you say, he does have a problem with authority, and you know that was all there. But I think, like, you know, and again, I think this is where the Irishness of what we were talking about a second ago really comes into it, because I feel like it would be very easy to play Cooper like a kind of a guy, almost like a, I don't know how you put it.
Brash?
Like brash and like, you know, kind of shallow, I guess is a good word to use.
Okay.
But I think he's layered in a way that's very subtle, and his comedy is there because he's literally trying not to deal with his own circumstances. And, I mean, again, like, you know, as another cultural reference, like that's, I went to school with guys like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People that can't bear to deal with their own mortality and their own situation. So they divert and they, you know, they're always batting away. And so, yeah, I mean, and that was a discovery for me. That was a journey. So each day was discovering more and more and layering more into the character. So, you know, the writing was there. The writing was there originally for me to work on that. And then the rest of it just kind of filled in naturally, you know?
Yeah. How was it? I mean, we're at least in the beginning process of working with Ron Howard and Brian. I mean, that was it at all intimidating? Or, I mean, I hear they're great guys and all, but like, it's gotta be, you know, you're working with a couple of real heavyweights. What was that like for you? Or did you have a little bit of like, knocking knees, as they say?
You know what? I was very fortunate because about 6 years ago, I had already worked with Ron and Brian. I did a movie with them called In the Heart of the Sea with Chris Hemsworth and Cillian Murphy. And that was it's the true story of Moby Dick, based on the Herman Melville novel. So I played a character in that called Charles Ramsdell. And I spent 6 months at sea with Ron and Brian, you know. So that was nice, but I hadn't had any contact with them, obviously, in the interim. So when this script came up and my agents put it to me, and I saw their names on it, I was like, 100%, let's do it, because I love the experience. So that was nice for me. And I feel like, if anything, it helped my situation in it when I went up for the role also, you know what I mean? Because there was a familiarity there and they knew what I was capable of. So, yeah, I mean, if I hadn't had that, yeah, I would be terrified. I'm in every frame of this show, and I've said more in this show than I've had more dialogue in this show than any other character I've played. So I am very thankful that I've had that that yeah. background with them before this, because
I like to go boating. So when you spend 6 months at sea with somebody, you either become best of friends or worst of enemies, man. You see people good, bad, and otherwise, you know. It's like
this is exactly
here's what you look like throwing up, Ron Howard. I took a picture and posted it on Instagram. Yeah. I hope you don't mind. Hey, real quick, before we jump, you know, you've worked with some amazing people. You obviously mentioned two of them, but I mentioned Sean Penn, Francis McDormand, and Bradley Cooper. Like, so, you know, is there anything that you took, for example, from working with Sean or Francis? I mean, every actor works differently, but obviously, you know, and anything that sort of by osmosis or otherwise that, or anybody that you've worked with that really stuck out for you that's like, wow, that was a pretty eye-opening experience.
Yeah, I think working with Sean was a huge deal for me. You know, Mystic River, the film with himself, and I think it was one of the reasons I really wanted to become an actor. His performance in that was like a storm. You know what I mean? It was a force of nature, and I that really made me go, wow, I want to do that. Whatever that is, I want to do that. Mm. And so that was my third ever job. I'd been acting for 6 months at that point, and it was my third job. And I had, I think, 5 or 6 scenes in that movie, and all of them were with Sean. Mm. His stillness and his unpredictability in the scenes was so intoxicating to be around, because every take would be different, and he would never relay the same performance. It would always be something new he would play, and that really stuck with me, I think, and like you said, through osmosis really got into me. And I love playing in the scenes. I love kind of being unpredictable, because I feel like that's where magic happens. You know what I mean? I feel like it, and you know, rehearsal is obviously a very integral part of our job, but you know, as you know, but I'm not a huge rehearsal fan. I like to just turn the cameras on and let's see what happens, because I think in those moments, like we're talking about the bits in between, you can get magic and you can get people out of their comfort zones, including myself. And yeah, I think that's definitely rubbed off on me, you know, and that was very early on in my career. So I'm hugely thankful for that.
Well, that's got to be an amazing experience working with Sean Penn. I can only imagine. But listen, great, best of luck to you, man. The show 68 Whiskey on Paramount on Wednesdays, and I'll keep looking for you. And maybe we'll go boating together someday. Maybe not spend 6 months together on the sea, but like maybe we'll
absolutely
go fishing for a day.
Well, 6 months, I don't know. You can do the 6 months. Let me know how you get on. I'll come out with you for 6 hours. How about that?
All right, sounds good. All right, man. Sam Keeley, great to have you on. Good luck with the show, and best of luck with everything, man.
Thanks for having me, man. Take it easy.
All right, there you go. Sam Keeley, great guy. And Omaha Funny Bone, March 12th to the 14th. Come on out. And my YouTube channel, youtube.com/PaulMercurio. Go there, subscribe, and get some really cool content there. We're going to be adding a lot of new stuff every week. So thanks for checking out the podcast as usual. And we'll check in with you guys next week.